from past Chris Adelphian writers and composers by Brother Stuart Cowley Shaw. Brother Frank Rowe Shuttleworth. In 1837, Frank was born in Halifax of Unitarian parents. He may have been one of the six who founded the Halifax Ecclesia in 1854, but most likely he became a member some years later. When Brother Roberts joined the Halifax Ecclesia from Edinburgh in 1858, Frank was a leader amongst the baptised believers in the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. And Brother Roberts described him as one of the most useful in Halifax and took a large share of church work, a diligent and methodical student of the Word, always willing to give his services. He gave a series of 20 lectures in 1865 with such titles as The Unrecognised Fact, The Wages of Sinner's Death. In the same year he began publishing a twopenny monthly journal, but this soon failed owing to low circulation and the death of the printer, Brother Condell of Halifax. He married a widow, Sister Anne Jackson, in 1866 and became stepfather to her son, aged 12. The next year they moved to Whitby in order to help a small struggling ecclesia and to follow up considerable local interest. They witnessed at least 22 baptisms in the following 3 years. Frank started a book loan agency financed by contributions of books. He also started a biblical newspaper containing a classification of scripture testimony, but only 18 numbers are published. The Shuttleworth moved to Leicester in 1870 to take up employment by Brother Vicars Collier. Then they moved to Birmingham to work with Brother Roberts in the office of the Chris Adelphian magazine. This had become possible through funds derived from the estate of Dr. Thomas. Although of feeble health, Frank carried out a very full programme of lectures up and down the country. The local newspaper described him as a very forceful speaker, but rather eccentric in manner and appearance. He became a managing brother, a president and an examiner for the Birmingham Ecclesia, and in 1881 he began publishing the Lightstand magazine. In 1883 he helped Brother Roberts produce a guide to the formation and conduct of Chris Adelphian Ecclesias. The following year, Robert Ashcroft ceased to be assistant editor, and Brother Shuttleworth took over. Brother Roberts allotted him 16 pages in an enlarged magazine, but the sugar disaster caused such financial problems in 1888 that his services had to be dispensed with. Brother Roberts arranged for him to become a peripatetic speaker, spending time in various parts of the country as the guest of local brethren. In 1890, he undertook a six-month tour of ecclesias in Canada and the US, lecturing and expounding the scriptures. On his return, he began preparing a Lightstand Bible to be published in monthly instalments. It was to be the Holy Scriptures rewritten and rearranged on the basis of Dr. Thomas's translations, expositions and chronologies. However, the subscription list never approached a break-even point. Early in his career, Frank wrote the words of the hymn, Lift Up Your Voice and Sing, which was in the 1864 Golden Harp hymn book. Since 1874, it has always been sung to the joyful Spanish chant. No other poetry of his is known. Brother Roberts and his family sailed to Australia in 1897, leaving Brothers C.C. Walker and F.R. Shuttleworth acting as joint editors of the Chris Adelphian magazine. The death of Brother Roberts in 1899 caused Brother Walker, an executor, to go to New York, leaving Brother Shuttleworth in charge for 2 months. On his return, Brother Walker took over as sole editor. The loss of his great friend and mentor and of employment followed in 1900 by the death of his wife. So affected Frank that he became intemperate, and this led eventually to the loss of membership of the Birmingham Ecclesia. A tragic figure, he died in 1908 at the age of 72. The second hymn writer we'll consider this evening is Brother Charles Edward Smith. Born in 1873, Charles was musically inclined and learned to play either the cornet or the trombone while serving as a bandsman in the 11th Hussars. While in Meerut in India, he wrote at least one poem which was headed, "No Drunkard Shall Inherit the Kingdom of Heaven." It was dedicated to all friends of temperance. By 1900, he was in Egypt and had composed a prayer in song to be sung to the tune Aurelia at the opening of the Russell Soldiers' Home and Gordon Hall in Cairo. The following year, he wrote a hymn entitled They Crucified Him. By this time, he and a group of comrades were receiving instruction from brethren in England, including Brother Joseph Bland at Kidderminster and Brother Charles Phelps of the Preaching Union. As a result, about 11 of them determined to get baptised. A party of them travelled 14 miles from Cairo to Baraj on the banks of the Nile on Easter Monday in 1902, and here they baptised each other after hearing personal confessions of faith and repentance. The first memorial service was held in the home of the newly baptised brother and sister Coppins. Brother Charles Smith soon began to put together some hymns to aid them in their praise of the Heavenly Father and remembrance of the Lord who died for them. A manuscript exists of four hymns of his with tunes composed by one J.W. Vickers. The first of these was used in the 1903 hymn book published by the Fraternal Visitor magazine and thence into our current book, in 1964 book that is, number 181, Saviour We Meet in Thy Dear Name. An outbreak of cholera in Egypt brought Brother Charles back to England, where he joined the Suffolk Street Ecclesia in 1903. His comrades seem to have had greater problems in getting discharged from the army. These were outlined in the Fraternal Visitor magazine in 1903. Meanwhile, Brother Smith had met his sister's friend, Edith Tredgett, and married her in June 1903. They had a son who was not baptised, another who died of pneumonia when 16, and a daughter who died in infancy. They became caretakers at Lloyd's Bank in Eden Place, and Charles is believed to have become a bank messenger. He soon became an active member of his ecclesia. For varying periods, he filled the offices of Assistant Secretary, Secretary President and Treasurer. He exhorted and was in regular demand to take marriage services. He also took a great interest in the young men's Bible class. For the latter, he wrote several hymns, including Fight the Good Fight, The Clarion Call, Pleading, Inspiring, Firm and Strong. Father, we rise to offer a prayer in song to thee, to the tune Suffolk Street by Brother V.J. Lewis. And Fight the Good Fight of Faith, Lay Hold on Eternal Life. In the Fraternal Visitor magazine for 1918, he had another hymn published, Watch Ye, Be As Men That Wait for Their Lord, sung to the tune Royston. Because of the number of Smiths in the ecclesia, he was affectionately known as Cairo, or Egypt Smith. He had a cheery, energetic nature, and is remembered for his tall, stiff collar, waxed moustache and upright military bearing. He began many of his exhortations with Beloved, and always started with singing half a beat ahead of the congregation. After his retirement, he and Sister Edith moved to a cottage in Four Oaks, but they remained on the Suffolk Street Ecclesial Register until his death in 1957 and hers in 1960.